CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Are you out of tune because of irregularity? Then get back in tune with help from Kellogg's All Brand. You'll feel right on pitch when crisp, appetizing Kellogg's All Brand goes to work. Relieves constipation caused by lack of bulk. A daily bowlful with milk does it. That's ALL-BRAN. Kellogg's All Brand.
Oh, Charlie, hi. Come in, come in.
Well, I didn't like to barge into your office, but your secretary said you weren't busy, so I
wish my secretary would stop telling everybody I'm not busy. First thing you know, I'll be out of a job. However, she was right. I'm not busy. Well, nice to see you. What can I do for you?
Well, I just wanted to apologize for embarrassing you by having that fight with Jack in the restaurant the other noon.
Oh, Charlie, listen, forget it.
Well, I guess we made quite a spectacle of ourselves. The trouble with Jack is he can't ever discuss politics without getting sore.
Look, Charlie, if it's any comfort to you, I haven't found one single person who can name all the members of the president's cabinet. Now, would you believe it?
Well, unfortunately, yes. That's why I'm worried.
Worried? What about?
My wife. Your wife. All the wives that belong to the women's club. In fact, all the women in town. I'm worried about the whole kit and caboodle.
Oh, Charlie, come on. What are you talking about?
They've all suddenly taken an interest in politics.
Well, sure, I know that. But, well, I think it's time they did. Certainly nothing to worry about. I don't follow you.
You don't? Well, you'd better follow me right out to have lunch because we'd better talk. We men have got plenty to worry about.
Miserable cold and my sinuses.
Haven't you heard about Dristan? Dristan, the amazing three-layer tablet now bringing real relief from colds, misery, and sinus congestion to millions. Dristan decongestant tablets not only help drain all 8 sinus cavities, critical areas of colds infection, but circulating through the blood, Dristan's decongestant reaches all congested areas, shrinks all swollen membranes, relieves pressure and pain. An exclusive anti-allergent helps keep breathing passages dry and clear. Pain relievers reduce body aches, fever, and vitamin C helps build body resistance. This is Dristan. Today, Dristan is widely imitated, but the exclusive Dristan formula cannot be duplicated. There's nothing, nothing like Dristan. So for real relief from colds, misery, and sinus congestion, accept only Dristan decongestant tablets.
Let's see, LM number 3, I think. The mushroom omelet, cup of coffee. Charlie? What do you want to eat? Come on, snap out of it.
Oh, yeah. I'll have a double martini.
Oh, Charlie, for Pete's sake. No, don't bring him a martini. Just make that 2 mushroom omelets and 2 coffees.
You don't seem to comprehend the catastrophe that is about to descend on this town. I mean, it would be worse than the atom bomb.
Look, Charlie, I know all our wives have taken a sudden interest in politics.
Interest? Brother, with my wife, it's a mania. I mean, at first it was kind of amusing. You know, with the twins away at college now, Dorothy's got time on her hands for the first time in 17 years. So the first time she says to me at dinner, "What is an electoral college?" I just laughed. Knowing Dorothy, I thought she had it mixed up with Harvard or Princeton, you know.
Charlie.
Now we don't even eat dinner together. She's not there. She's at some committee meeting. The dishes are piled up in the sink. I don't know when she last dusted the place.
Look, Charlie, I know the women have gotten all excited about getting better street lighting and the traffic problem and beautifying the downtown section so it's more attractive for shopping and all that. I know they've been concerned with problems over the new high school. Frankly, I think it's time they did take more of an interest in these things.
An interest I don't mind. Taking over the town is something else.
Oh.
Did you know that the women are putting up their own candidates for every single office in this year's coming elections?
Well, sure.
How much does your wife know about politics?
Oh, nothing, really.
Well, I guess congratulations are in order. She's going to be our next mayor.
Oh, Charles.
So help me, my wife told me that at the women's club, they...
Look, I know all about it. My wife was kidding. The women are very upset about the street lighting, and it's true, something should have been done about it. So, my wife was only needling me. Since I'm president of the businessmen's club, she wanted me to press the matter. So I called a special meeting. We've got a committee appointed to take it up with the mayor. If you'd been at that meeting, incidentally, you'd have known about all this then.
Well, that was my bowling night, and... Well, anyhow, I didn't take Dorothy seriously.
Well, why are you taking it so seriously now?
What if the women put up a woman candidate on the Republican slate and they split the ticket?
Oh, Charlie, they don't have a chance. Anyhow, I think their candidates are all going to be running as independents.
Okay. Aren't you aware that there are more women voters in this town than men?
Look, there are hundreds of women who would never vote for a woman for any office. I've heard women say so dozens of times.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something I've heard women say dozens of times. They don't like a guy who's always taking a much-needed vacation. A guy who's always galloping off to Florida to relax, play golf, and go skin diving, which our present mayor seems to have taken a fancy to.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Dorothy picked up the paper last night, and she said to me, "Well, I see His Highness is off to Florida again to get back his suntan so he looks nice for his campaigning."
Yeah, well, frankly, Charlie, I think you're getting all upset over nothing. Look
oh,
at you.
Emma.
Look at you. Now, there, you see, you've just lit another cigarette. You've got one on the ashtray. Where the heck our food is. Now, look, let's drop the subject, Charlie. Let's talk about something else.
Drop it? I've just begun. Let me tell you why I'm upset, as you put it.
Okay, Charlie, what is it?
Charlie, now,
get hold of yourself, boy.
My wife is going to run for the city council.
Charlie, don't take it so hard.
Oh, you don't understand at all.
The women haven't got a chance of winning.
Now, I love Dorothy. I don't mean to say anything against her. She's a wonderful woman, but she knows nothing. When I say nothing, I mean nothing about politics. Up to a month ago, what Dorothy knew about politics you could put on the end of a pen if you wrote it in big letters.
Charlie.
No, I mean it. Now, let me tell you. It was only about 2 months ago. She was reading the paper, and she looked up and she said to me, "Who is this Norman Thomas, anyway?"
Oh, look.
Oh, so help me. Now, you know as well as I do that Norman Thomas has been running for president on the socialist ticket for the last 50 years.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know exactly.
Dorothy, he never heard of him. I know she spent all her time bringing the twins up and making sure they took their vitamins, got their piano lessons and their dancing lessons, and she's a wonderful cook, but she said to me, "Who is this Norman Thomas, anyway?"
Come on, now, Charlie, eat something, will you? You'll feel better.
Oh, she thinks of herself as a good citizen. She always has. She votes. Yeah, she's the first one down at the polls. You ask her why she voted for somebody, she doesn't know. She knows why she didn't vote for somebody. She didn't like his mustache. His eyes are too close together. He smiles too much.
All right, now, Charlie, come on. Eat your omelet before
she
gets cold.
She said other things like wasn't... Oh, I... Wasn't... Roosevelt, a Republican, and where have I heard the name Stassen before? Do you know that in the last election, I stayed up listening to the returns until all hours, and I woke her up and I said, "Well, I guess Stevenson lost." And she said, "Who, dear?"
Charlie, look, you're making this all
now,
up.
No, it's the truth, so help me. Dorothy has been a real homemaker. She's a wonderful wife, but as far as politics are concerned, she's had a closed mind. She wasn't. Roosevelt, a Republican, and there's the woman who's going to run for the city council.
Now, look, Charlie, I know that you've exaggerated.
Where is your wife today?
My wife? Well, she's home.
Is she? I hope she's home tonight when you get there, because something new has been added to their scheming. And that's why I say we men had better stick together.
When I get home tonight, my wife will be there.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. No, we didn't say it's the biggest thing since the wheel. We don't claim it puts the space program in the shade either. But big, big entertainment news it is that Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney will be back on CBS Radio and together in a great new every weekday Songfest show. Starts next Monday. Starts right here on the station affiliated with CBS Radio. Every Monday through Friday, hear The Bing and Rosie, two of the greatest voices in show business. Two personalities with more fans between them than you can count. You'll love their showbiz talk. And best of all, you'll hear them singing, solo and duet, the songs America loves. Tie a little string around your radio. Your mother-in-law, too. So you'll be sure to remember, not to forget, to tune in next Monday when Bing and Rosemary join Arthur Godfrey, Gary Moore, and Art Linkletter as daytime favorites on CBS Radio.
Hello, I'm home. Pete Sakes. Honey? What's going on here? Betsy? Hey, where is everybody?
Mr. Piper?
Yes?
Oh, good evening, Mr. Piper.
Who are you? I'm sorry. I mean, where's my wife?
Well, I'm Mrs. Baxter, Mildred Baxter. I'm helping your wife out while she's at a committee meeting.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, I suppose you'd say I'm one of the drones of the women's club. Oh, well, I'm just joking, of course. But we have quite a system set up, so that we're all doing our various jobs. For example, I fed Bobby and gotten him to bed. Betsy will be home shortly from the Elwins, and I have dinner ready for you, too.
For us, too?
Oh, Mrs. Piper won't be home until late. She has another committee meeting after this one. But she has left a message for you on the tape recorder. All you have to do is turn it on. Oh, we're getting very well organized.
Yes, I can see that.
Well, now that you're home, I can leave. The dinner's in the oven. It's baked pork chops, squash, and there's dessert in the refrigerator. I made tapioca pudding. And you can eat as soon as Betsy gets home from the Elwins. Well, I think that's all. Well, nice to meet you.
Yes, thank you. Yes, nice to meet you.
Well, forgive me for running, but I have to go home and get our own dinner. My husband will be starved. Well, just turn on the tape recorder.
Yes, thank you. I've already turned it on.
Hello and good evening, dear. Isn't it nice we're finally getting some use out of this tape recorder you insisted on buying 2 years ago? Now, Mrs. Baxter has your dinner all ready. At least she should have by this time. And don't do the dishes, honey. Now, I'll do them when I come home, no matter how late I am. And it will be late, I'm pretty sure.
Don't worry about it.
Don't get mad. I just feel you're standing there spluttering. But, honey, believe me, we women are very serious about improving the way this city is run. Now, don't wait up for me, honey. I'll talk to you about it tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll know, talk, honey, to me. I will talk to you.
I know just what you said, probably, honey. Good night, dear.
Well, by jumping Jupiter, I'm beginning to wonder if Charlie isn't right.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.